I had a hard time like what's my team to say over here, but this is something that halach that I wrote or came up with. I actually gave it over once in Tavshin Ayin Aleph, so it's mutter to say it again. Enough time passed. Basically, the Chanukah and Purim both are mitzayin. They both mark really it's like the entrance into Galus. That's like their preparatory mayadim that prepare us for the difficult Galus that Klal Yisrael is going to be in Galus soon after. Chanukah specifically, it comes later. It comes Chanukah specifically. really sets for us the tone and the way that we're supposed to be mitmoded, the way we're supposed to, how do you say that in English? Be mitmoded. Our English is gone. Right, the way we're supposed to face the challenges of this nisayon of Galus. It really gives us a certain hadracha, a certain guidance of what our avodah is supposed to be throughout the years of Galus. Galus is be'etzim our meeting up with the sitra achra, with the klipas, with the forces of tumah, with the forces of evil. Rachmal atzlan. Our goal is to have the koyach to be able to take the koyach hakdusha and overpower with the koyach hakdusha the sitra achra. There's two ways that we do that. Right? In other words, basically what we have now is we have the koyach hakdusha, which is us, Klal Yisrael, and the Torah, connected to the koyach of the sitra achra, and we're going to Galus. If we, well, it's kozman that we're in Eretz Yisrael, especially Yishtachas Gfano, and everything's okay. So there's not. But there we're like we're mamish in the middle of it all, and we have a constant war with the koyach tumah, with the sitra achra. So there's two ways to fight a war. Right? With any enemy, you can either try to dry him out. You could try to dry him out, and by him losing koyach, then you'll overpower him because he's not able to control you, he can't win over you. So that's basically like a defensive way of winning the war. In other words, you hold out long enough till he just like wipes out his whole arsenal of weaponry, let's say, and wipes out his koyachas, whatever it is, until basically you de facto kind of win. Or it's possible to go a different way, where you're maf'il, where you put so much koyach into your war that you overpower him, not on a defensive way, but you simply attack him. Right? You attack him aggressively, and in that way you can not just push him off you, but you're actually able to take control of him. That's the aggressive way of fighting. I guess it's the same thing in games, in sport, right? The attack and the defense. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with two opposite koyches, right? One against the other. We know the koyach hakdusha, the koyach haklipa. The koyach hakdusha, in essence, is the chibur, is the attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the klipa, the koyach klipa, is the koyach of separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, complete separation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is actually impossible, because we know v'ata mechayes kulam. In order for something to exist, it has to have some kind of chiyus coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that ultimately the chiyus we know of the klipa is actually flowing forth, is coming from the kedusha. And it actually can't exist without the kedusha. That's pasha. The chiddush that's mavur in Sifra Kabbalah, which the whole goal of Kabbalah is to understand the yichud, to understand the oneness of everything, of how everything is coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, how it all comes together, and is all one Be'etzim, one big picture coming from the Baruch Shalem, is that the Kedusha also, this is a big Chiddush of the Kabbalah, is that the Kedusha also doesn't have a Metzias without the Klipa. That's really what comes out of Kabbalah. So the Kedusha, at least at this stage, doesn't have, in other words, that the, basically what it is that there is no, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal, if he didn't hold himself back and allow something to separate from him, then there would be no revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because there wouldn't be anything else. If everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so there's no Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mezgala, he becomes revealed, only when there's a backdrop for him to become revealed on. That backdrop is something that's been separated from him. So ultimately, you can't have Kedusha, you can't have a Gilui of Kedusha, a Gilui of Kedusha, that's more accurate to say, then if you had some kind of klipa over here, if you had some kind of something that came off kiveyochol, that kiveyochol separated from the Baruch Shalom. And this is a big yisug, which is in it's really a translation of a different yisug, which you'll find in different ways. You'll find in the Maral, for example, it says there's no black without white and no white without black at the beginning of Netzach Yisrael. You have the Rambam in Hilchas Yisei De'Atayra, and the Gra brings it in Sefer Yetzirah, that Ein Chomer B'li Tzurah, Ein Tzurah B'li Chomer. You can't have matter without form, and not form without matter. Or in the Lashon of the Leshem, is you can't have Chasadim without Gvuras, and Gvuras without Chasadim. Which basically means that every Metzias is always built from two factors. If you take science, you know, everything's built off of a positive and a negative, up to the subatomic particles. That's the way it is. The male and female, etc. So that's the same thing. That's exactly the same relationship that there is between the Sitra Achra and Kedusha. Now,
this is Olam Asiya.
Huh?
You're discussing Olam Asiya?
Any Olam, because Olam is a lashon of Helam, of concealment. So even when you go to the highest of Olama, it's like, I mean, let's talk about Olam Atzilus, for example. That Rizal actually says a very, very startling lashon, where he talks about the klipa. He says actually a lashon of the tumah of Olam Atzilus. Now Olam Atzilus for us is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Mamish, it's the world of God. It's nothing. It's like it is God. So he says a lashon that like the tumah of Atzilus is the Tara of Bria, the world underneath it. In other words, for us, we can't speak Chas Shalom of tumah in Atzilus, but relative to the world of Atzilus in of itself, there's a Kedusha tumah going on over there also, which to us is all Kedusha. Relative to all the worlds underneath, it's all Kedusha. But the point is, all that is just based on the idea that Olam is from Lashon of Helam, is Lashon of concealment. And when there's something that's being concealed, there means there's some kind of separation, kiveyachol, from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So on that level of separation, so again, you're dealing with Klipa and Kedusha. Now, Kayadua, Lagabi our Havoida, in Olam HaMaisa, we have to be makbid, nevertheless, on the separation between these things. In other words, Hagam that we recognize that there's a vital relationship between these two opposites, but nevertheless, in Olam Ma'aseh, so we have to be makban and avdala. That's why we say avdala at the beginning of the week. After we come out of Shabbos, we bring the guf into the avodas Hashem at a very, very intense level. You know, food and oynig and achilah shtir and all the things. You know. Come back to the Olam Ma'aseh of Sheish Yisim Ma'aseh, we make avdala. You have to have it very clear that there's a toivera, that there's a kedusha, there's a tumah, and chas shalom, you can't mix the two. Now, any place where two opposites meet, right? The nikudat hapgisha, the nikudat hachibur, the point of them joining together, or point of their meeting, has a certain mix, where it includes a bit of both sides. Okay? I'll give you an example. genetically speaking, right? In order for, I mean, you know, this, the Alto Mikelm writes in a number of places that any chibur, any, you know, chibur has to be through hishtavut, has to have a certain commonality there for you to be mischaber to. So, right, so when looking for a spouse, you look for someone that has some kind of common ground. But on another level, on a psychological level, an emotional level, let's say, we know genetically speaking that every male has certain has female genes as well, and every male every female has male genes. The godless of that is, and the significance of that is that if we did not have a little of the other, we'd have absolutely no way whatsoever of relating to the other. Because essentially it's two opposites. So there has to be some kind of midpoint where you can actually at least relate to the other opposite. So you have to have a little bit of that in you. It's the same thing, this is a big concept which is very deep and we can't really get too much into right now, but basically the Leshem describes this, you know, this we know that this is famous, right? You have chesed din v'rachamim, right? So you have, that's chasodim and gvuras is din. But you can never ever have them 100% alone. They're always brought together because of the same thing that we just said, Metzias is built of, it's always built of the two. Any Metzias, right? But the pairing up of the two, right, or the point where those two come together is the point called Das, which is the middle column, right? The Rachamim, which is like a mix, let's say, of Chesed and Din. But the point is that any time there's like that meeting spot has to have like the husband and wife, so to say, meet at that meeting spot, okay, or somebody with a friend, anybody, people, any relationship always meets at that meeting spot of the certain commonality that you have with that, so that even if you're different, but you're meeting them on the spot that you do understand them, on that nekuda of similarity that you have with the other person. The same thing is scientifically also, but we're not going to get into all that. But what is the meeting point between Kedusha and Klipa? Between Kedusha and Klipa. So we know that there's a concept that there's four Klipas. Three Klipas are what's called the Klipas HaAsuras, the forbidden Klipas. And the fourth Klipa is what's called Klipas Noiga. Noiga, which literally means light. Certain type of light. But so Klipas Noiga, the Sfarim say, is something that's chetzi kodesh and chetzi choil. It's half holy and half secular. Now, the avoid of the person is always specifically on that point of Klipas Noiga. Like everything we do really in Torah, right, we take Dvarim Shavashus. They're not be'etzem shayach to the Kedusha, they're not be'etzem shayach to the Chol. I'm saying Chol, I should say like maybe Tumah in regards to what we're discussing, right? But you're basically taking something that can be used this way, use that way. And the idea is that we then are mata it to the Kedush. And in that way we're mekadosh physicality. We're mekadosh things that are basically at an in-between stage. But in the three Klipas, that's actually was Shabtai Tzvi's mistake, that he went to the Klipas Asuras. He said already it's time to, we could already be Ivory Surim, because Behemoth, in Chazal, it says, different Midrashim, it says that Lasa Lavoi, like for example, the Chazir, says, right, the pig is called the Chazir, right, because it's going to come back to being Mutter. It's going to Yachzora. And it says there's going to be Mavarach. They actually did this. The Shabtaim actually made the bracha, right? Matir Isurim. So like everything's, it's a joke, but actually the Medrash says such a thing, that Lasid Lavi thing is like, it's going to be Matir Isurim. Right? And the reason for that is that what happens is that after we are Mekadesh, the Klipas Noiga, this midpoint to the very extreme, to the end, so now the meeting spot between the Kedusha, that whole Klipas Noiga is not going to be Kedusha territory. So that the meeting point is now the next Klipa over, the third one. That's going to become the new Klipas Noiga. So it's a Biru that continues until eventually it's all part of Kedusha. It's all bringing back everything to... Right, this is just a little bit of background, but... In any case, l'inyanenu. So it seems that that's what I wanted to say is that the whole mahus of Chanukah is this meeting spot of two opposites. Okay, when Kol Yisrael meets Yalva. This is the. We have to know how we're going to do this. In other words, basically, what I want to say with this is that. First of all, I was going to say, and actually, I found that a few years later, I found that it's Mefurish in the Zoya, that Yavon is Klipas Noga. I had a little audacity to be mechadish that, but I found that afterwards that it's mamish in the Zoya, such a thing. And we'll get to Hekshif and then, yeah. But the okay, we have to go slowly over here. First of all, in dealing with the klipas, one has to know that there's a big difference in Chutzlars and Eretz Yisrael. A big difference between Chutzlars and Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlars is a mokum that's shaykh to the sitruach. So it's impossible to deal. Eretz Yisrael says in the Zohar in many, many places that there's no shlita to the klipas. Now, what that means, I have to be moida, I don't really know. In other words, you look around, and I don't know what that translates into exactly, what that means, right? Ain shlita l'klipas. But as you say, and the Ramak says, it's also in the time of Golos, it's like that. It's not like you can answer that it's, you know, that it doesn't apply today. It applies all the time. That's what the Ramak says. But the nafkamina for that is, for example, Chassam Sofer and his Kedushim in Sukkah, the Flamed Vav and Aleph says that in Eretz Yisrael there's a mitzvah to be over the land. And also all the other umnias that help the Yeshuva Shel Oyel, it's together a mitzvah. Together a mitzvah. Not a chutzarts. Chutzarts might be Bechre, you have no choice, you have to do whatever it is, but in Eretz Yisrael he says it's together a mitzvah. So we understand that. In Chutzar, it's with the Klippus of Charlotte, so you have to be very. You don't really have a way of dealing with Klippus Nega because you're in the mud. But in Eretz Yisrael, where you're coming from a certain vantage point, you can do it. You can do it because you're Be'etzim, you're in a Makom Kedusha, you're a Makom Tara. So you have a certain advantage that now you can also properly deal with the Klippus Nega in the right way. It sounds like I don't know. I don't remember. He's clearly talks about the Yeshuva Shalala. I don't know. You have to look over there. I mean, it's not Soyser one with the other, huh? He there clearly because I'm sorry. He doesn't say he's not talking about Noiga, not like whatever. He's not talking about that. But I'm using this I'm safer as a to explain it like that. So Chanukah anyway now is coming to be. Mechanichas, how we're going to do this specifically in Chutzarts, where we're in trouble, you know. But so I'll skip some things. Okay, so like we said that. I was magdurit, but I don't really have the. I don't remember where I'm coming from. This is a yesod that's in my head for many, many years. I think it comes out of the pashas of the whole story, maybe. But we know Yosef HaTzadik got a specific chinuch from Yaakov, you know, that was different than everyone else. He got something that the others didn't. Is this say that somewhere before that I just don't remember, but or it's my own idea that I came up with somewhere when I was very young. I don't know, but I work with this in my head that he gave over to him the Torah of Shem Be'ever. I don't know if it says such a thing anywhere. Yeah. Huh? It does say something.
I heard it.
You heard such a thing? Maybe you heard it from me.
Also heard it. I might have heard it from you.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have to check up if we can find Makaris for this, but. I thought usually I try not to make it say there's something I didn't actually see. So I'm pretty sure I saw such a thing, but I don't have the makar. So So Yosef HaTzadik, what was the Torah of Shem Be'Ever? The Torah of Shem Be'Ever was how to be misasik with the outside world. And you were in the Tumas Ha'amim. So that's, Yaakov had to give that over to Yosef because that was going to be Shaykh to Yosef when he goes down to Mitzrayim. He's going to be all on his own over there. He had to know how to remain Yosef HaTzadik even in Mitzrayim. Now, Yavon, as we said though, is a special story here, because Yavon, we said, is not fully bad. It's Klipas Noiga, meaning there's a certain aspect of it that's Kedusha. How do we know that? It's Chazal. Right? Gemara says, Yaftu Shel Yefes, Yaftu Lakim Yefes. So it says that the Yaftu Shel Yefes Nimtza Ba'al Eshem. The Mishnah Shkolim says that Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Yavonis Kosovim, Alpha Beta Gamlo. So the Bartanu writes Mafash that Hay Regilim be Yavonis, Mishim Dixiv, Yafta Lakim Leyefes, Yishkin Baal Hashem, Yaf Yafisa Shel Yefes, Yishkin Baal Hashem. The beauty of Yefes should reside in Baal Hashem. They actually, Beshita, they wrote in certain things in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Alpha Beta of Greece, to be Mekailis. Which goes to show us that the chitzenius of Yavon is be'etzen the dover toiv. Chitzenius of Yavon. There's no ikov to take from it, and adrabah, it's even roi to take from it. You see the purpose of using it in the Mishkan, in the Tzarech HaKdusha, in Caleb. Mitzad she'ini, you have the mission at the end of Saita, which says, lo yilamid adam libno Yavonis, not to teach your child Yavonis. The Gemara explains, loshin Yavonis l'chud, the Chachmas Yavonis l'chud. This is the Lashon and the Chacham. Meaning, the Lashon is a Kli. Lashon is a Kli. That's the Chitzonius. The Chachma is the Pnimius. You could take the Kli. You could take the Kli and use it for Kedusha. That you have to worry about. But the Chachma is dangerous. Because the Chachma detaches a person from Kedusha. That Chasram you can't teach your son. That you have to stay away from. That's the way we have to relate. That's the Mahus of Yavon, is this. The chitzonius and pnimius, that's the chetzi kodesh, chetzi chayav. The chetzi kodesh is the chitzonius part of it. The pnimius of it is the shaykh l'tumu. Another thing we find is that Yavon is the bechin of a shor. Right? And therefore they said, kisvul acheb al keren hashor. It says there's a different animals in the Merkava, right? The nesher and the Aryeh and the Shor, and the Shor was connected, the Golus Yavon was connected that animal of the Tzada Arash Shabador. Now there's two Bechinas in general by the Behemoths and the Chayas. There's a Bechina of Shor and there's a Bechina of Chamor. Shor v'chamor. Yoda Shor Kaineo v'chamor Eibus Ba'alav Toichoch and Yeshayo. The Asogas of the Chamor are Eivus Ba'alav. The Asogas of the Chamor is up to its stomach. Well, it gets its food. That's how it knows its master. Who feeds me? Mashenkin, the Shor has a gather of Yediyah. It's a certain Bechina Sichlis that is by a Shor. So, Yaakov says to Yosef, Ahi li Shor v'chamor. The Shor is Yosef. B'chor Shorei Hodor Loi. The Chamor is Esav. Yosef, with his Torah of Shem Ve'Ever, he knows how to deal with the Goyim. He knows how to take what he needs from them, take from the Kalim of them. He knows how to use them in the right way. Hashem King Yehuda, his Koyach is specially in being Machnia, in making the, in submitting the Chumr, in overcoming and overpowering the Chumrius, overpowering the physicality. That's why it says Mashiach ben David comes Reichev al Gabi Chamor. He's Reichev on top of the Chumrius. Okay? Meaning it's he's showing a Hishtaltut. He's like he controls it, he's over it. He's Machnia the Chumr under him. The Shor, we know, is a Behemoth Tahira. So that you can bring the good of that Shor into you, Mamish. Mashenkin the Chamor is a Behemoth Tmea. Nothing to take from it. Yavon is Seichel. With the cool of the Seichel, it goes into Avodah Zarah. It turns into Avodah Zarah. Or Stam garbage, Stam Tumim. But in the Shosh, Seichel of Yavan has what to take from him. You have to be mevar the toy from the ra. Actually, the Sfas Emes, I saw afterwards, the Sfas Emes says this also. He says, he brings him the Maral. I'll read the Lashon here. Rezel Hashani Maral Zal Kosav Eich Rotzel Ashkiach HaTor Mibnei Yisroel. How did the Yevonim want to be mashkif, make klaus of gatayr? Mitzad sheyeshlem ktsas achiza b'mash atayr nechteves b'loshen Yevonis yafta l'kim liyafis. Since Yevon has a little bit of achiza, in by the fact that the Torah is written b'loshen Yevonis, because it says yafta l'kim liyafis. Ayin shon. This is what he brings up in the Maral. Haynu. This is the way this fasamis is mazbit. Sheyesh nekuda b'malchus Yevon asher tzricha liskar v'laktusha. There's a nekuda in malchus Yevon that needs to come. The miskarav needs to come close to the kedusha. Va'loshen kmei levush atayr mislabeshes b'loshen zu. The loshen is like clothing. The Torah needs to be dressed in this loshen. U'bnei Yisrael kasha gavra yevonim himshichu zeh levush latayr. When the Klal Yisrael was misgaber over the yevonim, they were mamshich that loshen to the Torah. Va'yevonim ratzu lasas hatofel ikur shiisdabku b'nei Yisrael chatzshon b'levush hazeh lashkichem apnimius. Right. The Yevonim wanted the opposite. They wanted Klal Yisrael to get so drawn after that Lashon that then they'll also get to the Pnimius. They'll forget the Torah, the Pnimius of the Torah, and they'll just be attracted to the Lashon, being attracted to the Yevonis. Okay, that's enough of that. So, now, Edom is Stam Tivus, Stam Shiflus. Gasuta Chomer, just Stam. Grubber physicality. It's not like Yavon, which is the seichel there. It's certain something alien there. Chamar, there's nothing to take. What you take from it is just but the less breiras, let's say chki maguf. The chomer is that you need to survive, for the guf to survive. Yavon has something be'etzim not to take from it. And Yosef is the one really that knows how to. Yosef ben Acher, right? Yosef, he knows how to without being goyim a kilkul. So, Edom, that there's nothing to take from it. Right? It says Yehuda, Mashiach Medavid, he knows how to sit. A pischa de Rome, he sits on the entrance of Rome. Doesn't go into it. He sits on the entrance of Rome. Doesn't go into it. Because his Indian is not to go into it and like. To absorb it into, or to you make use of it. His Indian is to be machniyeh. He's the outside to be machniyeh. In this farm, there's a number of Sfarim HaKadoshim that talk about the fact that the Chashman, even though the Chashmanoim were koyanim, but their koyach neged Yavam was the koyach of Yosef. One dogma I wrote here is a Zarek Kodesh from Rapshitz. They explain that's why the parashas that we deal with now, that we learn, that always come fall out by Hanukkah time. Is the Indian of Yosef Atzadik. And they say that it's the Zchus of Yosef that the war was won. Agam, there was the Kohenim that actually did it. I wanted to say that the Mechama against Yavan has to be through the Kohenim, because they're the ones that were Machnis, Yofir Shal Yefis, Lo Leshem. So then, Mamel, they have to also do the Tikkun now. You know, you got us into this mess, so to say, people, because this, that Be'etzem also leads to the misusage of Yavan. Right? Yeah, there's nothing wrong with them. Even the Beis HaMikdash, yeah. So the Kohenim have to be the ones to fix up the job and make sure that Klal Yisrael understands the right place for Yavan. Now, so now we'll come back to the beginning now. So now we have Yavan. They're not 100%. You know, can't just like destroy them. There's what to take from them. Not only is what to take, we have to be makadish certain things that are there by them, right? Certain aspects there. So what do we do now? So there's two things that have to be done. You have to be mechazik very much the bias.
Sorry, just before yeah. How
did you finish up in the code of Yosef with the other? Just eventually, that's the Torah Shem Ve'Ever, that he knew how to like. How to deal with the chutz. Not just he's inside of Mitzrayim. He's mingled inside the Amim. Hashem ken Yehudas Yeshiva Pischa de Roime. He sits outside.
So why do we see
that with Yosef Minatzech Esav? Minatzech Esav.
It's
a different beginner. I mean, you see that. Yeah. At the same time, he calls it, I actually wrote this kash over here that there's other kashas also on this. There's other bechinas. It says that Sheva Levi is connected Yosef, and Sheva Yosef is connected Machlas Edoim. There's what to talk about. There's other aspects, other mahalchim that you have to go in. So Betzim, we have to have Bechlal, how we're misasik with Choyl. That's really what we have to deal with now. That's really what the question of dealing with the oven is. And the answer is that you have to mechazik ma'od the bias. You have to guard very strongly the bias, right? That's the Haganah, that's the defensive. And that's this, you know, the Sibelachach, my Chanukah, the Gemara says, my Chanukah, Shek Nichnusu Yevonim Lehechal, Timu Kol Hashmanim Shebehechal. Right. The only thing we could take from Yavon, we said, is the Kelim Chitzonis. But Mishenichnesu Lehechal, once the Yavonim gets inside, the Hechal is the Pnimius. Once they get into our Pnimius, that second we're gone, we're finished. You let them even a little bit into the Pnimius, it's over. The cook says very nicely. He says, Kevin, it talks about in the Gemara over there in Shabbos and by Chanukah, Kevin she ruach hazor chodar ad lefnim. Once the outside ruach penetrated to the inside, ad lechaya Torah v'kedusha lefgoibem, into the life of Torah and kedusha to be poigah in them, l'shanoisam kimat al pitziv yoinim heim, to change them even a little bit, based on the character of Yavan. Kvartimu kol hashmanim shebehechal. They already were metama all the shmanim, all the oil in the hechal. Shuv lo yanichu zavit achat. They won't leave over already one corner. Uka'arsa shel chachina yispashet zerem hazor v'amashches b'chol gufa shel umo. And like the poison of a snake, it's mispashet the foreign flow and destroy the whole entire body of the nation. L'kalkel tam emunosa v'tumosa, to ruin the tam of Klal Yisrael, the emuna and the tmimus, the toim of Klal Yisrael, the wholeness of Klal Yisrael. V'chol shemen mishchas kodesh mishamna shel Torah, and any oil of mishchas kodesh from the shemen of Torah, hakoyach hamekadish v'ameir mechashchenu, the koyach that's makadish and illuminates from the dark and all the matzavim, hinei yitamu, they're going to be matame. So therefore, we have to be very, very careful to, you know, be shomer that they don't get anything into pnimius. Okay, so how you make it on the bias? So we said, right, there's the best, there's a famous line, right? The best defensive is offense, is a good offensive. The best defensive is a good offensive. They use the Gemara and Chulin for this, calls man. What's the lashon of Chazal? That calls man that it's boilea. Calls man that it's poilet. It can't be boilea, right? What's the lashon? I did the palti lepalti, right? Calls man that it's boilea. You're giving off something. you can't be. There's no blia. Okay, explain this like Alpi the Gro. The Gro says, "Im loy oilim yordim." Right? We know that if the person's not being oila, if you're not having an aliyah, it means you're having a rida. There's no staying the same. There's no staying the same. If a person's not being moisef mitzvah, avodas Hashem, meil there's a yirida here. And a lot of people understand this Gro like a stama hagzomo. It's like it's a little bit sharp, you know, like. Everybody has their ups and downs, whatever it is. Yeah. So understand that it's a stomach gzomah, but it's not a guzma b'chal. Because b'etzem, what's mavdu between kedusha to klipa? We said it's kvod Hashem, it's a chibut Hashem. Now think about it. Kedusha. What is kedusha? Is doing some kind of activity? Is a pi'ilut l'man Hashem? Right, doing something l'man Hashem. The klipa, all the klipa has to do is to prevent you from being megala, to prevent you from being megala kedusha, be megala Hashem. The klipa doesn't even need you to be over an avera. Think about it. The fact that you're already not doing something, l'chvod shemayim, means that he's accomplishing what he wants. You're not being mechaber yourself now at this moment to the Baruch Shalom. You're not being mechaber someone else. But you're not doing something now l'man Hashem. That's the for the klipa. That's not alavai. If it could be barviach that you're going to even harass, you're going to like ruin, you know, do an aver. Od yoter tov. But there's already a moment now in your life, or moments rachmal letzad, that there's not a giloy kvoit shemayim. That's already the klipa is winning now. So Mele, if the person is not moisef a mitzvah, at that moment he's already yorid, because he's already working for the klipa. That's what the klipa wants now. You're not being megalik with shemayim. Okay, good. So I think the gross stem is the cheshbon pashur, is a simple calculation. It's not just stam a guzma. It's not an exaggeration at all. That's the essence of the klipa. It's just that you're not bringing the world. You're not being mischabed or b'nishlam at that moment. Now that what that means is that it's not shayach to be shamer on a matzav without being moisif on the matzav. You can't just keep the matzav the way it is, right? Like a defensive, just pure defensive without it changing, going up or down, it's impossible.
Why can't the etzem macham with the klipa be a good question,
right? Yeah, enechanami. However, if you're just staying put, right? Even when you're fighting a defensive, right? So it's bechrech, you're fighting them. Bechrech, you're giving some kind of makot bechazara, whatever. Bechrech, there's some kind of fight going. You're putting some kind of koyach into it. In other words, my point is that any defensive is automatically not passive, because you're still going against them. You're still working. You're doing a pool over here, right? There's no such thing as like a pure defensive. That's my point. But at the same time, there's no such thing as a pure offensive, because if a person goes out on a pure offensive and leaves no one in the Hebrew and English, I forget what they call it. What's it called? Part of the army that takes care of the
Oref.
Yeah, right. That's right. You gotta take care of the, because if there's no one there, then you're chasuf. You're open to attack. So that's also not gonna work. So that's something. There's always going to have to be, in order for a marocha to be matzliach, there's going to have to be some kind of combination of attack and defense. You know, some kind of combination of the two. And the truth is that, and this also, I found afterwards, many years later, that it's actually Mefurzaya in the Sabin Mishpatim. He says that there's the right and the left. The Sabin Mishpatim uses imagery of a war that the Saba, so to say, whoever that is over there, and that's, you know, is like fighting a war. He's really fighting against the Kleichas of Tumah, whatever it is. So he says, "Ha yodata man dogech krov." You know that one who wages a war, I lo yoda listamra lo yinatzeich kroven. If he doesn't know how to watch himself, he doesn't know how to guard the Shemar, the Shamer, he's not going to win battles. Itzrich l'machoy biyode, he needs to hit with his hands, he needs to attack with his hands. Ulistamer bayoni, but he also needs to be careful, like to watch himself, to be defensive with his ideas. The yad yadmina zmina todi l'machoy, the right hand is always ready to hit. The yad is smallest, and the left hand, todir l'kabla ulistamra, is always ready to receive the blows and to protect himself, to be careful. The Amina Lakala in there, but the right one is the one that has to, you know, have the overall. So he actually does, that's the Amin and the Smol, that's always the Amin and Smol, is the Chesed is the outgoing one, and the Gvura is the Kabbalah, is the Din, is the receiving, is the protective force. Anyway, basically, there's going to have to be a mix of these two. Now, if we understand this, I think this gives an opening to understand basically all the machloksim in Shas and Rishonim and Achronim maybe in Hilchas Chanukah. In other words, these two mahalchim of how to fight the war, to fight the war with the defensive or the offensive against Yavin, how to deal with Yavin, comes through in all, basically all the machlokesim. Okay, you start off with the most famous machlokes, which is Hillel and Bishamai, right? Poichsin v'holchin and Misifin v'holchin. So we know the das of Bishamai is poichsin v'holchin, right? You light 8, then 7, then 6, 5. Why? So we know that the Ikra Avodah of Bishamai, we know is Midas Hadin. Basically, is Midas Hachesed. Famous. What's the Midas Hadin? Midas Hadin is Hitkansut, is coming in. Is coming in. It's like, which is like a defensive type of mechanism. You're bringing in the troops and you're collecting together inside. So that's indicated by, right, Hayomim Hanichnosim, the days that are coming in. Right? Being Minea, holding back the spashtus of Or, holding back the spreading of light. So bringing the back light back into its Kli, bringing the light back into the house, so to say. So you start off with the 8, it's down to 7, down to 6. That shows the bringing everything back home, so to say. Which is connected to Pareachag. Connected to Pareachag, which was the same idea. That through the Akrovis Karbonos, we're Memayet and Metzamtzim, the Koich of the Goyim. Now, Bishamai tells us, okay, you got to be Metzamtzim and Koiches, bring everything inside, be Mechazik the house, be Mechazik the Oref, so to say. You got to, and Beis Hillel, whose Bechina is Midas HaChesed, he says, no, the Ikra Avoida of these days is Keneged Hayomim Hayoitzim, which is the Bechina of Ispashtus Klape Chutz, being, making the Or be Mispashid outside, being Mefitz Or, Mefitz Kedusha onto the world, together of Milan Bakoidish Vein Meridin. Yeah, he says you don't have to be machlish the koiches hagoyim by like tiring them out through defense. Midah chesed, mashpia more and more kedusha. So mamela, the whole world is going to be misala. Ein meridin. Now, according to what we said, you can't have Beis Hillel without Beis Shammai. You can't have Beis Shammai without Beis Hillel. That's because that's the attack of the elu ve'elu divilakim chaim. I'm going to see that in the different protim of the Halachas Chanukah, I think this comes into effect, is that you see these different things. For example, I'm not going to go through all of them now. But first of all, you have the Machlag Rabacha Brei Derava, Rab Shmuel B'Dvar Difti. So the Gemara says, Ve'echa Monachle. Ve'echa Monachle, where do you put it? Rabacha Brei Derava, where do you put the Ner Chanukah? Rabacha Brei Derava, Omer Miyamin. Rab Shmuel Bar Difti, Omer Rismol. The machlekes, you put the Ner Chanukah on the right or you put it on the left. The Hilchas Mismoil on the left. Kedeshet Ner Chanukah Mismoil Mezuzah Miyamin. In other words, again, Ravacha Brei Derava is being doigel. He's, you know, holding up the flag of Beis Hillel, the Midah Beis Hillel. Okay, that you put it on the right. It's a pool of Chesed. Chesed is going out. It's bringing mayors, bringing light into the world. And the Rav Shmuel Difti says, no, Ner Chanukah, the Inyan of Ner Chanukah is the Iker, watch the house, defend yourself, which is the pool of the Smoil. So the Ner Chanukah has to go on the left. There's also Maz Mavur Lafizah, the Machloikas, if Hadlokah Oysa Mitzvah, Oy Hanukah.
See
that in each, it's not going to, in the Piske Halacha, there's also Machlokes in Piske Halacha when it comes to Rishonim, what will come clear is that we'll have some Bechinas like this and some Bechinas like that, which I think shows very much that mix of Chasadim and Gvuras in this battle. Now again, so the Hadlaka Oysa Mitzvah, Anocha Oysa Mitzvah. Right, mitzad the malach of midas hadin, which is the protective, right? So that would mean that the hadlaka is oisa mitzvah, because hadlaka is the fire. You're lighting the fire, and the fire we know is the koyach of din, is the koyach of gevuras everywhere. But mitzad the malach of midas chesed, which the leshem is magdir, and it's not only leshem, the magdir, the mid of chesed is nayich v'shoket. That's lashon of leshem. It's still, it's rest, it's calm. So that's Hanocha, Naich, Lashon Hanocha. So mitzad the Mahalach of Midas Achesim, mitzad Beis Hillel, let's say, would be, is the Hanocha's Oysa Mitzvah. Because the Hanocha is the Etzim Or of Chanukah. It's not the Pu'ula of the Sreifa. Not the pool of the sreifa of the hadlik, right? Hadlaka is a mitzvah. That's chesed or chesed or din. Okay, I have a whole thing on madlikim miner lener also. Yes, madlikim. That will take a little bit more time to go through. You have also machlekes. Also, if it's mutter also to count mois connected near Chanukah, Gemara says. So this is actually it's an extension of the Madlik Menelinet, so we're going to skip it also. It's going to take too long. Now you have the Machlokes Rishayim. Let's go to Tosis and the Rambam. Do all the Bnei Bayis light, or just one there for each house? So it'll be totally in these things that we discuss. If the Iker is the Shmira on the Bayis, so then there's no reason to light more than one Ner Chanukah for the house, because everyone's in the house. If you have the Shmira on the house, everybody's in the house, and finish. You just need one, right? One Shmira is Oila for everybody that's inside the house. So then you would only light one Chanukiah per house. But if the Iker Adlaka is to be Meir to the Goyim, Meir Mekadesh, something that's outside, so then once you leave the house, everybody's an individual. Everyone's an individual. So now you have to have a Ner Chanukah connected each person in the house, because the Iker is it's for when you go out. It's for the pool of going out, the pool of Chesed being Meir Klapei Chutz. And also there was Mavur Lefize, what the Brisa says: Ner Chanukah Mitzvah Anicha Al Pesach Beisoy Mi Bachutz Im Hayador Balia Menicha Bachalon Asmuch Leshus Rabim. Why? Because according to what we're saying, that if the even though the hadlaka at the entrance of the house is to be madgish specifically being mefitz or onto the goyim, but b'shas ha-sakana, where the matzav ruchni is at a low, sakana ruchni is at a low, so then you just have to manicha al shulchan v'daya. In other words, when there's no ma'asi, there's no practical way, in a safe way for your ruchnius to be meir b'chutz, manicha al shulchan v'daya. You have to be mistapik with the halacha of just put it down on the table in your house. Care about your house. The house takes precedence. It doesn't help to be meir b'chutz if your house falls apart in ruchnius. So actually, I found this afterwards in the Sefer Basayin. He says this mahalach also on Shasakana Menicha Shulchanei. Now, there's another horror. It doesn't say Madlika al Shulchanei V'dayoi, because it's coming to show that the whole thing he's trying to show is that over here, the matzav of Atkafa, you'll be Mekayim through the Hanocha. Like, Be'etzem, you want to be Meir B'chutz. You'll be yotzit with anocha. Sometimes that's the only kibayachal attack that you can do, is take care of your house. That has its results also. It's not the same, but it's like Chazanish says, right? That's what they quote the Chazanish, that a person sits and learns in his house, whatever. So he's causing tshuva by yidden all around the world. So it's also it does something. Now, l'kuli alma, even when you light the outside, we saw that you have to light b'tefach hasmuch l'pesach, which is also the same yisoid. You can go out, but you have to still be kshura to your bayis akdusha the whole time, not to be mistaken, not to fall into danger. So, if you have this avoyde meshulevis of chasadim egvuris, mitzad echad bimadlikin b'chutz yimasifin v'holchin, which is all mitzad avodah chasadim. Mitzad sheni hadlaka is a mitzvah b'paskin, which is the b'china gvuris. Another machlok is by the Rishonim, says some like this, some like that. So you see that's what we have to deal with Yavam. We have a mix of both. But what's the ikker? What's the ikker? We had a suffix. What's the ikker? Because any time you still need an ikker. So I think it would be mechriat al piva matbea loshin of the bracha. Lahadlik ner Chanukah. That's the Hagdor Ikarit is Lahadlik, which according to what we said is the Bechina the Gvuras, meaning the Shmira Labayis is the Iker of Chanukah. It's true. We do things to be mayor and mechutz, whatever it is, and that's part of dealing with Yavan. But the ikur koyach that we're going to need is the hadlaka isa mitzvah. There's a number of different points here in the Pratim. The same thing with the Muhammad, with the Nes Chanukah itself. It also has two aspects to it. You have the Muhammad and the Nisachan against Yavan, which is the Mahos of Chanukah, which is the Bechin of the Gvuris and the Shemir and the Bayis. But then you also have Baal Banecha with Virbe Secha, with Likul Neiris, Bechatzis Kachecha. In other words, even though they were Matzlich to be Megan and Klal Yisrael from the Ruach Zorah of Yavan, but afterwards they were Mechapis and they found the Botkul and they looked for to be mayor also unto Yavan. I think that's why it says, it's a Chayetz Shver. What's Bechatzis Kachecha? Actually, Rav Sternbach actually writes, I think in Moedim Uzmanim, I think I saw it many years ago, that he holds that the Bechal didn't light in the Heichal. Bechatzis Kachecha. And it makes a lot of sense because in Megillas Tainis, it's Mavur, they didn't have the Menorah Shel Zav. It says they took Shepudim Shel Bats, they took lead, and they made out of it, so it wasn't. Didn't have all the dinim of, so it could be that. In any case, but I think that's the ikur degesh would be. You know, the Netziv says in Parshas Baloischa that the seven neiris are connected to the sheva chachmas of the menorah. That's what he says. It's connected to the sheva chachmas. So if he's there, that's the shaychus, right? That the seven chachmas they were trying to show you. It's not time for them to be in the heichal b'chlal. We're letting it into the chasus kachecha. It's like it was a statement. We're letting the sheva chachmas into chasus kachecha. At the time when there's a war going on, you can't do anything more. That you can't. Once you're megayer, you know, we saw what the Rambam Yaakov Moshe said, right? He was megayer the philosophy sometimes. He was megayer like once it's nishtakeh shem bailim, where you took the tchitzonis and you made it a part of your. You took those kalim and you turned them into kedusha. So now already they're kedusha, then you could bring them into the heichal baal, you know, baal eshem, so to say, you could actually get all the way in. But when there's a time of war where things were blurry, you have to know to set straight ad kan. You have to make that statement of pechatzus kachecha. Anyway, so there's a lot of other nekudas over here, especially with the agadat part, but it's already late, so we'll basically stop over here. But also I said that we would get back to your question with I thought that, you know, we see that the two tzadim here are correct. You know, you need both. That's what it comes down to. But it's interesting that throughout the Galus, kim'at it was unheard of to light outside. Kim'at it was unheard of. So it's a funny thing. The whole takana Chanukah was, for most of the years, was not niskayim in the l'chatchil way. They were yaitzah with rishas takana minicha al shulchan, which fits very well with what I said that in chutzaret itself you have no shaychus to doing that other pu'ula of outside, of dealing with the kli, because you're in a matzav of tumah. You're matzav the whole tumah sa'avim. You're in the middle of the goyim. It's a shasakana, so you have no way of being mekayim ba'ora b'chutz. So mela, that had to be everything was in the house. That was the only thing you could do, was protect your house. But here in Eretz Yisrael, Zeicha now in the last good number of years that we're here, right? Most Gedolei Yisrael paskin that you have to start lighting their Chanukah again outside. Because again, in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just the physical sakana in Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael, it's the question is the spiritual sakana. In Eretz Yisrael, Baruch Hashem, it's the spiritual sakana. This is also not the same. It's not the same. You know, yeah, you have to take all the precautions. You have to have a tefach samach lebayis, and the ikur has to be lahadlik, and you have to be shamer on the house. So even if you're doing kiruv, let's say, or you're being mayor of place, and you use science or whatever the, you know, you can use the sam sefer and apply it to other things that people are, you know, science, medicine, etc., whatever it is, whatever you're doing, but only as long as it's samach tikdusha, as it's samach to the kedusha of the bayis Yehudi with all its kedusha. Only then does it have a koyich of being mayor. Otherwise, it's vayta the misyavnim once again. Unfortunately, we see that there's even here in Eretz Yisrael, the misyavnim of all things, you know, what they take as their, you know, their semel, the Maccabi, and took these the shibushes nayivayim, right? Where they take dafka the musagim and the chashmenoim, they take the whole everything ma'avetit completely, you know, completely make it take it 100% out of context, turn the guf into the ikar, and all this kind of stuff. Is bung fakert, but the ma'isa, our job at least, is to preserve our house, but at the same time to be mayor b'chutz. At the same time, part of what I saw over here is that the Gemara brings over there right after near Chanukah, brings habor rekein b'mayim. Says that the chashim yeshbar. Any habor is a kli, and you have to know that there's no such thing as an empty kli. If there are kalim out there, and I mean, I don't want to go on to it. Maybe we'll use this. Well, who was it? Stolen or whatever. Yeah, he very much pushed that technology. If the technology is out there, the Babich Rebbe also. But if technology is there, it's not going away, and it's gonna hit you at some point. So you have to. He held. Don't put all the money into fighting against it. Put money into figuring out how to make it that you could bring it into your home. He's the one that like apparently was pushing for the different chasimot and all, like, you know, getting, you have to figure out how to bring these systems that they're not going to show shmutz. And so, I mean, that's the hashkafa of habor reik ein b'mayim. If you don't have mayim in there, if you don't fill everything up with kedusha, right? So, you know, you have other people say, no, internet and computers, or does the etzem atoma? Between you and me, that's nonsense. It's ridiculous. It's a kli. It's a kli. Like a telephone is also a kli, which you get schmutz on. You know, but, everything is a kli. So you have to fill it up with kedusha, because otherwise you can have nechashim akrovim. And that's really the side of, especially in Eretz Yisrael, was very much Jewish, this thing of trying to. Trying to be Mali all the Kalim, Mali Bar, otherwise otherwise someone else comes into that vacuum. But at the same time, people that do that without being a shamer on their house, with all the kanois, with all the zealousness of the Shemir and the Bayis, they're also gonna fall. So I think this Shiluv, which is I think comes so clear in the Machloiksim and Hilchas Chanukah, and all the Prote Dinim and Hilchas Chanukah, the Chasadim and Gvuris, is really the message that we have to take of applying both the tactics of very, very strong defense, at the same time going on the offense to be mayor to others, Bachutz and Bez Hashem Yisivizecha, to Shivat HaNeiris, the Meirim in the Heichal, where everything becomes Miksha Achas of Kedusha, that's the halacha of the Miksha Achas of where everything, all those Shiva Chachmas become completely tefillim and completely absorbed into the one gilui of Ari and Sefer the Rebbeinu Shalom in the world.
Right. Was mayor in the beginning. Today we're just borrowing the terminology of Yavan, or it's more of an Edom.
So the truth of the matter is, yeah, it's a good question. Today, for the most part, you know, it could be like seven years ago, you know, there were still people here in Israel from the non-religious that were really into chachma. Yeah, they were into poetry, whatever. Maybe it's the yofi, whatever. They were into writing, into chachma, whatever. There was certain ideology like that, you know. But today, it's a davar pashut anywhere you look. Yeah, it just does not exist. I mean, I don't know, maybe you could find one or two somewhere, I don't know. But the Lysa, most of it is not Yevonis, most of it is Edom. It's Chumis, Gasus, Taibus, Shiflus. It's not something that there's anything to use there. I mean, in that aspect. Technology is something which is Yevonis. Yeah. But not the Pnimius of Yevonis. Not the Pnimius Yevonis, it's the Chitzonis Yevonis, and when they're using it, they're not using it for what Yavan was using. It wasn't a tarbut of seichel and even of yofi. Even that, it's not. That's not what's going on today. Today is a tarbut of matiranut, just permissibility. Everything should be mufkar and mutter, and you know, everybody live like a dog. Whatever you want, you know, do whatever you want. But I'm not gonna need somebody to tell me. So it gets to the point where everything, every single davar muskam, anything that normal human beings for all, you know, 2,000 years or whatever, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, whatever, 2,000 after Torah, you know, Torah permeated the world and gave certain norms into the whole world, it's all gone. You can't even, what I just heard now, somebody just said that you can't even, they don't let in the non-religious ganim, they don't have any more Abba v'Ima shel Shabbat, because that's pegah. You know, some houses don't have an Abba and an Ima; they have two of one.
But my wife said one of the women at work came in very nisere. It says Abba and Ima shel Shabbat is a thing, and it's not right. And pluralism, what about, you know,
versus
my wife told them, my wife says, she said, but us with two marches, she said, she didn't know what to tell, she didn't know what to answer.
Yeah. It's gotten, everything, the world has gone posher meshuggah, and it's a...
You're saying it's more of an Edom, it's not a
Yehovah. Yeah, which is... It's coming from a chamor, a bunch of chamor.
The kalim which is being presented in, then those can be used as a language or something like that, which can work with the terminology of the oven, where you can use the external things.
I mean, you see, that's what Chazal said.
The mahus of what's going on today,
But you see, clearly, Edom is an extension of Yavon. In other words, that's what Chazal presented also, even though they're essentially the same, but it's essentially two different things, but Edom basically takes over from Yavon. Exactly. So without the premius of it. You know, they developed further the technology, you know, they developed further, you know, Edom is built on Yavon still, but it's without the Tov Shebo. It just takes everything and turns everything into a kli to fulfill the taivus of a person, to fulfill the most lowly lusts of a person, to the point that they literally, I mean, you know, have completely blurred, and that's part of what the animal rights movement today is, really, just because there's no more human being versus animal. It's just you're a different type of animal. That's all it is. There's nothing better to say than that. Yeah, it's of course, you know, if he told us another story, somebody that's here told us a story that this girl is a ganenet in a non-religious gan. So she made a bracha apparently, and some kid heard, and the mother came in the next day, and said, "Could you please not make brachas next to my kid?" You know, obviously the kid was asking, "Well, why don't you do that?" You know, like, "Could you please not make brachas? It's not acceptable behavior." I told you should have said that, you know, I'm really sorry, I'm Christian, that's the way we do things, you know? Then she would have started apologizing, you know. Everything's become crazy warp. Just the ikra is, you know, not to have any limits. It's easier to live life like a behemoth. Hashem Yachim. So we should be mayor, Bez Hashem, we could be mayor and be malim back to Bechinas Adam. It's there. Just have to be married.